Pandora. She was really like a Hollywood Terminator. Looked okay, but actually sent to destroy. Is artificial intelligence just like her? You've heard the expression Pandora's box, haven't you? Sort of Pandora opens the box and nasty things come out. And there has been a suggestion, incorrect, I understand, that she desperately wished the box had remained shut. We'll find out more about that because Adrian Mayer, who's a research scholar in classics and history and philosophy of science at Stanford University, and also the 2018-19 Berggruen Fellow at the Centre for Advanced Study in Behavioural Sciences at Stanford, has written a really interesting piece talking about Pandora's box and artificial intelligence. Adrian Mayer, welcome to Counterpoint.
Thank you for inviting me.
Does ancient Greece give us a wake-up call about how to deal with artificial intelligence?
I think it does, especially in the myth of Pandora's box, or as it was originally written, Pandora's urn or jar. It changed into a box during the Middle Ages. And in fact, most people are familiar with European fairy tale version of Pandora, that image of Pandora opening the box because she could not resist the temptation to see what was inside. She had a case of tragic curiosity. And so we think of Pandora reeling back in horror as a cloud of evil swarms out of the jar. That's a modern invention. And that image of hope, like a little fairy emerging from the vessel, the last thing in the jar, hope emerging to soothe human souls after all these evils have been released. But actually in classical Greek myth, in the original myth, Pandora was not a naive young woman who couldn't resist opening the box. She was actually a cunning automaton, a female android, a kind of fembot. She was created specifically to Zeus's designs, made by Hephaestus, the god of invention. She was a lifelike android. She was designed to be a trap for humanity, a kalos kakon in Greek, which means evil hidden in beauty. She was no innocent young woman. She was made to look like a ravishing young maiden, and she was taken down to earth and given to Epimetheus, who was the brother of Prometheus. Now, their names are important in this story. Epimetheus was a cheerful, happy-go-lucky guy. His name in ancient Greek means short-sighted or hindsight. Prometheus, of course, human's champion, he brought the technology of fire. His name means foresight. So when Pandora
looking ahead, Now, Adrian, before we go on with the rest of the story, does that mean that this beautiful Pandora, designed to suck in the short-sighted Greeks, was really like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Terminator?
She was a kind of killer robot, but more of a deceitful artificial intelligence agent with a mission on Earth. Her only mission when she was sent down to Earth was to insinuate herself into human society and then open that jar that contained all the evils and suffering and misery for humankind. In fact, she was a kind of evil fembot.
Yeah, sure. Now, artificial intelligence is a bit like Pandora's vase, isn't it? Because we've opened it up. Do you think we can ever put it back?
People are right to warn about the potential dangers and unintended consequences of artificial intelligence and machine learning. They're right to invoke Pandora and her jar of miseries for humans. It's just that the story is a little deeper than most people thought. The story is actually more appropriate than most people realize just because of Epimetheus, who was so dazzled by the beauty of Pandora. And Pandora's name is interesting, too. Her name means all gifts. Now, the Greek is such that the meaning could be she receives all gifts or she releases all gifts. And when she was made by Hephaestus, the god of technology, all the gods contributed to her making. So she was given the name all gifts. But, of course, she's coming down to Earth to marry this guy Epimetheus, with a dowry, and her dowry is that jar filled with evil gifts for humankind. And so you ask, how relevant is that story? Well, artificial intelligence and machine learning is quickly evolving into a kind of black box technology where the decisions and actions taken by AI will be obscure. We won't know how they came to those decisions. So who's responsible? The black box technology that will be built into and will evolve in AI will be non-transparent to not only users, but also to the makers. So in fact, AI is much like Pandora's box.
Mm. And people that you might expect to be all in favour of this technology, like Bill Gates and Stephen Hawking, and the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin, and others, have warned about the risks we face and that we don't have long to act, in particular if you're talking about weaponized artificial intelligence. That is, you don't send soldiers out anymore, you send, to put it simply, robots that are working on artificial intelligence to do the job.
That's right. Once we have weaponized AI and robotic weapons and even cyborg soldiers, which are being developed as we speak, some people fear that the world will be plunged into arms races that are driven by algorithms that we don't understand, and warfare could even be carried out without human intervention. And I think that's what I would call them, Promethean thinkers, the ones who warn against opening that box or accepting Pandora into your life without knowing what she's carrying, such as Stephen Hawking and Bill Gates and 115 other tech leaders who spoke out against the threat of weaponized AI and robotics in 2017 at a conference. They did warn that. Yeah.
Is it a bit unkind of them, in a sense, to offer this warning, or hypocritical? Because, you know, okay, I mean, AI has been created by the tech giants. It's the science that these people have made a lot of money out of that allows this to happen.
Yes, now that they've made their profits. But what's interesting is that there is evidence to suggest that the more knowledgeable you are about actually developing artificial intelligence systems, the less optimistic you are. So it seems that the more you know about it, the more experience you have developing it, the more cautious you are. So perhaps they've evolved into Promethean thinkers.
Adrian Mayer, giving us a wake-up call from ancient Greece about artificial intelligence. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Otherwise, you never care.